for the Purpose, Critique, Review, and Educational Process, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents.
Hey, I'm WC Chronicles, your senior nerdling.
Jersey Mike, junior nerdling, on
Christmas Eve, the passing of the torch from Old Man New Year to Baby New Year, 2017 to 2018.
Christmas Eve, you said.
Did I say? Yes. That's why it's live, and we're closing out the...
That is hilarious, because we're both tired. We just had a good minner. We had a good dinner, and we're just doing a good old Nerdling podcast live.
So you scored some good tickets for us to go over to the Gold Coast, and it was a good meal, you know. We'll post a few of the videos tomorrow at a better time.
Because I'll tell you what, we wanted to go to the Strip tonight, but I'll tell you what, you get a little older. I only live a mile and a quarter. We can walk up, walk back, but then you have to drive home after.
You got
to
drive. You'll walk a quarter mile back.
Yeah, so it's like at a time you drive.
To me, I'm kind of hemming and hawing because, I mean, since the whole October thing just down the Strip, I mean, there's security is off the chart. I kind of really don't want to be part of that beta test tonight.
Well, there's nothing going on bad because they got everything locked down hard, probably like Fort Knox.
No glass bottles, no purses.
No, nothing.
The skyways, the elevators, the escalators are all shut down in the 7-8 mile stretch of the Strip.
And you can't get in the hotel unless you have a key till like 2 a.m. So when the fireworks are over, if you have nowhere to go, you're stuck on the Strip. You don't have a room key for the hotel.
Yep.
You're dead.
And at least, regardless, even though it's not 28 degrees out, it's still a little chilly, you know? So
yeah, but you know, it's not that bad, but you want to get home at a good hour now.
I don't want to be part of the beta test.
No, exactly. I want to watch a little. Honestly, I'm getting tired. I'm getting older now. We did the Strip.
So you keep throwing the word older there, and I'm like, no, let's go the other way. I'm just more smarter now.
Okay, I don't care. But we did the Strip. I did it twice since I'm living here. I walked up myself because I wanted to do it a few years ago, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago I did it.
Yeah, yeah.
2 years ago, my friend gave me a room, and we stayed at one of the casinos.
Very nice.
We walked the Strip. We ate after. We had the key to get back in. That was like a high-class night.
It's like we said after it was done, it was like, check, that's the
bucket list. Yes.
Done. Even though they show New York City Times Square and Las Vegas as the prime locations, not this year, folks.
Yeah, there's like 250,000, 300,000
people on the Strip. 330,000, I heard.
And it's kind of like, you know what, I was up there today, got off before they closed it at like 5:30. They started closing off everything. Yeah. By 6, they're shut down. They're shut down till 3 a.m., which is they clean up the garbage. Everybody does their thing, the fireworks.
It's like the cleaning crews at Disneyland. They got to come out sometime.
And it's like they open up the Strip, so it's kind of like I'm kind of glad you had that extra glass of wine.
That I did not expect. Yes. So we had a very nice dinner. It was kind of the big ballroom, the Nevada room, I believe they called it. Or was it the Arizona room? Whichever.
Nevada.
And I did not expect the wine, so
they had live music.
Live music.
You know, you get waited on. It was like a gangster theme. I had this
very cool gangster theme.
Beautiful, like, cutout box car of an old style, what do you call them? Hearse.
With the red boards.
With all the gun holes in it, right?
Yeah.
I get outside, out the door, the lady says, you can't have that. I said, why? She goes, well, we need that. We can't let that leave. I was so disappointed because that's something like when we went to Nelson, you bring back a rock. That's a little memento, like, oh, this is a gangster car. I'm 47, but I didn't have this when I was a kid. And that's a memorial to me, a good memory.
In the dinner, they got the place settings of the flowers, which they expect people to take the flowers, because that's less for the wait staff to have to clean up.
Exactly.
We saw the one table, those couple, they were filling bags, I swear.
And the guy looked back like he forgot something. People laughed. You got to be kidding me.
I said before, because they started cleaning up, I brought up the joke, the Jeff Foxworthy joke, where he talks about, you know, his family. If his family were the rednecks, they would be cleaning everything up. Clearing everything.
He cleaned up all right. He just didn't give a shit.
I love the way he walked 10, 20 feet away, turned around, looked back, make sure he got everything he wanted.
He got it. He got them all.
Don't know what he was taking, but, you know, hell, could have been carpet strips under the carpet.
Or could have been the tablecloth for all we know. Ours felt very velvety, like the old plush. It was just a nice setup. They had a nice band.
It reminded me of the days when I used to do dinner theater.
Yes.
It would have so much fun because it was a banquet room about that. Maybe not quite that size, but still 150 people. My character's name was Muggy Mugtini. It was a gangster themed, and I was the one character who wanted to be an entertainer, but I ended up getting killed. I come in after the first salad is served. I got fake blood bullet holes on me, and I come in and I do a 5-10 minute death scene.
And that's great, and that's what the theme was tonight. It brought back some good memories for you.
It did.
And it was good. You know, they had roses for the women on the table.
Yeah.
They had different kind of decorations. You know, they had like a little plate of cold cuts, prosciutto, little cheese.
Yeah, it was nice. It wasn't a regular buffet, even though it was a small amount of food. The wine was the topper.
Yeah. They had cannolis for dessert. It was pretty neat. It was a pretty neat time.
All right, let's talk back. Podcast that we did 2017. What was one of your favorites or some of your best, most podcast moments for this past? And by the way, we're not going to, like most reminiscing shows,
moments.
We're not playing clips and replaying them.
For last year, I'm going to have to say July 5th. The guy from the Grassroots was really cool.
Oh, yes, Mark Gosson.
Really incredible. We went downtown. I found a little spot overlooking the pool.
Yeah, you found the spot.
Golden Nugget. They just did it. We sat there for an hour and a half talking, relaxing, met his wife. We just had a good time. Air conditioner in the heat when it was hot heat out. We just had a good time talking. That was one of my favorite podcast moments of 2017.
And then the one I enjoyed was when we met Doug. What was his
Messina?
Doug Messina, Road Rage Santa guy.
Oh, that was cool too.
He's cool. He's a natural podcaster.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And trying to think what else other moments we had. Talked to Dashi a few times. That's always great.
Always enjoy Dashi.
Have a good time going over to the temple, getting into his world for an hour. You know, just different stuff like that.
I like the fact that we're doing Springsteen, Madonna, and Monkey Uniquities podcasts. Here's what we do owe the listeners. I'm like George Michael Uniquities, a Jimmy Jameson. I don't know who I'm forgetting.
I want to do a Jenna Jameson one. You know who she is?
I know.
Oh, Jenna Jameson. We'd love to have you on the show. We'd like to have a whole Jenna Jameson podcast dedicated to you.
I love the monkeys ones because we're digging up the rare stuff. I like the way my mom gets in and does the podcast with
Mabel's
us.
Doomsday Vault. You got to love Mabel, especially the theme song. Hey, Mabel! I love it.
That is so fun because I just came across that song totally by mistake.
And it fits the podcast perfectly. Yes, it does.
So those are some of the favorite things.
Yes.
And we got a lot of things planned for coming up for 2018.
Yes, you have the memory one of Carl Driggs.
Yep, we're going to be, well, if anybody is going to be listening, we're going to be starting a part, it's going to be called Driggs at, because Carlo and I, we talked a lot about starting a podcast. Never got more past the title than what it was, Driggs After Dark. Well,
yeah, because God rest his soul, he had problems with his mother. He wrote the book. They had more music coming out. He was a busy man.
He was. So it's going to be called Driggs After Dark, The Carlo Driggs Legacy.
I think that's amazing.
The plan is it's going to be about 5 songs we're going to play of his from his career just to keep his memory going because he's a man with a big heart.
Yes,
he deserves
it. I only talked to him one
time. It's the only way I can honor him as a friend.
And he seemed like a gentleman, and it's a sad loss to you and his family and all the fans, because evidently he was really, really, really a big asset to the Raiders.
Yeah. We've done only 2 of the fakey Kasem, but as I called it, that's comfort sound.
Yes.
I played it for a friend of mine back in Oregon. He says, sounds good. You're building on something really positive there.
Oh, nice.
So that's a work in progress. That's going to stay strong to the script. And eventually, we're going to be getting the listeners involved more with that through Instagram. Instagram is our main key in talking to the people. Because here's my theory. We might even have some writers on coming up this
year.
Yeah,
there's one girl that wrote on...
She hit you up on Instagram.
Yeah, on Instagram. It said something about she's a scientific writer. Science fiction, I'm sorry. We're looking forward to having her on the podcast, and you have a friend who's...
I got a friend who's another published mystery writer, has a publishing house out of New York City. So this is the part. This is what? Being a nerd and venturing into new territories.
And that's great, because very soon here in Vegas, we're coming up on 2018.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how, like we talked about, how fast time goes, but we also have the days where you wish you would go a little faster.
And days you wish they'd go slower.
Yeah, so it's just like... I guess it's a kind of weird mixture of getting older or being a nerd or both.
It's a mixture of both. And we're going to be, we got a trip to California eventually.
Yeah, springtime.
I want to get Michael Bradley on again.
Mr. Bradley will be on, hopefully. A little springtime action, a little hike up to the thing. But I'll tell you one thing. I have to lose a few pounds and get ready because that's a long hike because we didn't make it to the strip.
Looking back, we originally had planned that in like it was potential September or October, November, December. We didn't have a finger on it, but it's like the forest fire.
The fires.
The fires, the smoke. Not a good mixture.
No,
hiking and
not
smoke.
At all.
No.
You could turn around and really, really, really get sick there with the breathing. You don't know what's going to happen with the rock slides they're talking about too. And
so it was just common sense to
just
wait.
Stay away. But we want to get to LA because it's such a beautiful place.
Love going to LA and being the tourist because there's so much to see.
I want to go back and do a fast little video or picture of Batman's cave again. And then on the flip side was a Star Trek episode. That was pretty neat. Right down the block from the sign.
Batman and Star Trek, right? On separate entrances of the cave.
Pretty neat. And it's bizarre. It's around the same time in this late 60s.
Yeah. Right, that same fame time. And that's the other thing. The singer that was there tonight, the band, very good singer. She was cool.
I think she was Chinese. She looked Asian. I'm going to say Chinese, but she had some really
good high notes. Yeah.
And, I'll tell you what, probably see her career moving. We don't even know. They just
don't even know who
the
they
band.
Are.
We don't know who they are, but they played for a pretty packed house tonight, so I think it was pretty cool.
But I look prospect for 2018. A lot of positive stuff happening. Keep the drama out of it. Just stay positive and just move forward one day at a time.
Yeah, no drinking, no driving. If you're going to drink, get a designated driver, Uber driver. It's cheap enough. Stay at your friend's house. Just don't get too smashed. You know, we all have our ups and downs. It's the end of the year. We all wish we made more money. We didn't lose money. We all have a better job or better whatever. But you know what? Just stay positive and keep it flowing good.
And that's all I got to say for the podcast.
Have a great 2018.
Happy New Year from the Nerdlings Podcast.